six, and sickly, and lord of the Eyrie, God of mercy, the king swore. Lord Tywin has never taken a ward before. Lysa ought to have been honoured. The Lannisters are a great and noble house. She refused to even hear of it. Then she left in the dead of night, without so much as a by your leave. Cersei was furious. He sighed deeply. The boy is my namesake. Did you know that? Robert Arryn. I'm sworn to protect him. How can I do that if his mother steals him away?
I will take him as ward if you wish, Ned said. Lysa should consent to that. She and Catelyn were close as girls, and she would be welcome here as well.
A generous offer, my friend, the king said, but too late. Lord Tywin has already given his consent. Fostering the boy elsewhere would be a grievous affront to him.
I have more concern for my nephew's welfare than I do for Lannister pride, Ned declared.
That is because you do not sleep with a Lannister, Robert laughed, the sound rattling among the tombs and bouncing from the vaulted ceiling. His smile was a flash of white teeth in the thicket of the huge black beard.
Ah, Ned, he said, you're still too serious.
He put a massive arm around Ned's shoulders.
I had planned to wait a few days to speak to you, but I see now there's no need for it. Come, walk with me.